If you want to turn to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter number one. And the Bible says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that sole your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto your fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." I want to preach this morning, if God will be our help, on the promises of God. The promises of God. Now we see this as we realize in the Word of God, and this is all laid out. If you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30, from verse 33 down through about verse 10, how God has already laid this out for Moses, and Moses has laid it out for the people, and he said, "This is what God wants out of us. This is what God expects from us." But if we'll listen to God, God's offered us some great and exceeding precious promises. Amen. It talks about even in Peter. So we see God's laid it out here, and we see how the promises of God are even laid out before you and I today. Amen. You realize that you can attain to the very promises of God. God not make promises that He will not keep. I believe God is the ultimate promise keeper today. Amen. We may make promises, and sometimes we forget the promise we made, or there's sometimes just not ways that we can bring them all the way to the full. But I'm glad God Almighty makes us promises, and God will fulfill those promises that He's made. Amen. So we see Moses has passed on out of the scene. Joshua, the son of Nun, he has become the minister in the place of Moses. And Joshua, Moses, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. In other words, he's passed on out of the scene. And he said, Joshua, he said, "You need to arise and go over this Jordan." He said, "Joshua, it's in your hands now to proceed with the things of God." Amen. It's in your hands to take the banner and run with it for God's glory. So we see how Lord starts laying it out, and He starts making promises to Joshua, praise God. And you know, it'd be a sad thing if God made us promises and we didn't just hold God to His promise. You say, "Well, preacher, we can't do that. You know, we're just a little old infinite people, and God is God, so we can't hold Him to His promise." We can. God expects us to hold Him to His promise, and we do that by believing in God. Amen. By putting our faith and trust in God. And I want to look just a few things right quickly. If God will be our help, praise God, on what God has promised to His people. We see the promise of the land of promise that God has promised the people. Amen. I'm talking about an inheritance that's out of this world, praise God. It's a magnificent thing, praise God, they could not accomplish on their own. I'm glad we've got an inheritance, praise God, that's from the Lord. He says in verse number 3, He said, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given." Now, I want you to notice that's past tense. God said it's already been allotted out to Moses. He said, "Everywhere that your feet have trod, everywhere that you step, that's going to be the promised land. That's going to be the land that I promise to you. That's going to be your inheritance. And through faith you can attain unto the inheritance. He said, I have given unto you, and as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon. Now notice the borders of this land that God gave them. Amen. I'm talking about the Jew. I'm talking about the people of Israel. He said, this is the land that God laid out, that God had already given. In other words, it's theirs. He said, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. So we see the land is laid out. The promise of the land, the place to dwell, the place to live, is given as a promise to Joshua as it was given to Moses. He said, it's that land from the wilderness Lebanon to the great river, the river Euphrates. Now they want the tied land of Israel and say, well, it just goes from the Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea. That's not what God said. Praise God. It's going to really rock their little boat when they realize that land is from the river Euphrates all the way to that of the west, the Mediterranean. Praise God. In other words, it's from the city of Kuwait all the way up through Iraq, all the way up past Damascus, all the way up to the northern point of Syria. Praise God. God Almighty, He said, the land that you tread under your feet, He said, that's a promised land of God. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? Oh, no, I feel right nice in my soul this morning. Because God Almighty, He makes you a promise. Praise God. And it's always a little bigger than what you think. Our mind can't comprehend how big the plan is that God's got for you and me. When we trust in Him, and when we believe in Him, and we walk with Him, and are led by Him, and guided by Him. Praise God. He brings us into a land of promise, glory, hallelujah, that's far greater than we could ever expect. Amen. If we ain't careful, we limit our mind to the magnificent power of God. Jesus said, I go to prepare you a place. And He said, if I go to prepare you a place, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I'm looking for a spectacular place. I'm looking for a magnificent place. Amen. Praise God, where Jesus has gone to prepare for us. And that one day, praise God, we're going to be with Him where He is. Amen. He said, Pastor, how do we get there? By being born again. By receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. So enter in that covenant with God Almighty, praise God, that you're one of His. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That you've had the blood applied to your life. I'm talking about the promised land, a promise of God. He said, well, preacher, God makes that promise, but can He fulfill it? Praise God. Listen, I want to tell you, God makes that promise and He will fulfill that promise. Amen. He has fulfilled that promise. I got to read this last night. Boy, I had me a spell. I'm going to break down, build me a bigger study, because sometimes I just get about hurt myself in there. Amen. Praise God. Me and God in there. There ain't enough room. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get to frolicking around. Praise God. Just waving the tears of flying, the snot of flying. Glory, hallelujah. Just praising God for His goodness, His mercy, and what He's promised to me. And I got a great big God, don't you? Praise His holy name. A promise of the land. Praise God. What a blessing. And then not only have the promise of the land, we got the word of promise. Look what He says in verse number 5. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. That's a word of promise. You say, well, preacher, we face a lot of opposition. There's a whole lot of things that's contrary to us today. Yeah, I realize that. I recognize that. Hey, I'm right there with you. Every time you try to do right, it seems that wrong comes along. Amen. It seems like the harder you try, the harder it is to do it. That'll be pleasing to God. But I want to tell you, praise the Lord, if we'll just press on for the good cause of Christ, keep on lifting up our eyes and looking up, praise God, realizing our redemption draweth nigh. And one day in a little while, this will all be behind us. The sadness and the heartache and the tears will be gone, and we'll be in the presence of the Lord forever. And God says, I'll give you that power. The word of His promise. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, now there's not any man. Now last time I looked, I was a man. Amen. We are men. We're human beings. Amen. Every one of us. But God made us a promise. Praise God. He said, if you'll just trust me, rely on me, and hear to me, listen to what I tell you. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life, of thy life, praise God. If you got a problem today with you, praise the Lord, and we all do, amen? The person that we clean up in the morning, we shave and we put makeup on, we comb the hair of, that's the person we struggle with the most. Amen. That's the man, that's the person, that's the human being, praise God, that we have to address every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have to take care of. But he said, there's not any man, praise God. God said, hey, listen, I'll help you, praise God. I'll take that old man out of the way. I'll put a new creation, you, a new creature in you, and make you a new person, praise God, so you can live for the Lord, so you can trust God, so that you can retain to the promises that he made. I'm talking about the promise, the Word of God, to help us to be who God would have us to be. Amen. We can't run around defeated. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm caught in betwixt this thing. He said, it's like a body of death is chained to me. See, that's how they would punish him. He said, they'd take a body, a dead corpse, and as a punishment, they would strap it on their back and they'd chain it to them with a lock so that they couldn't take it off. And as a punishment, they'd have to wear around, walk around with that old putrefying, rotting body on their backs, chained to them. Amen. To it rotted away. Of course, the stench and the infection would come in and it would enter into them and it would eventually kill them. And Paul said, I'm just like I've got this old defiled, rotten man on my back. He said, I can't get this fellow off. He's locked on to me. He's chained on to me. I can't get away from him. He said, how can I escape this body of death? Amen. But he said, there's a promise of God. He said, because of the promise of God through Jesus Christ, my Savior, he said, I can cast off the chains. I can unlock the locks. I can cast off the body of sin. I can cast off this old rotten, stinking flesh. Amen. For God's glory. A promise, praise God, the Word of God. He said, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Amen. We're not walking this journey by ourselves. Hello? I'm going to tell on devil, but he ain't going to like us. Amen. The devil is not he's not our leader. We don't have to follow the devil. Amen. We can follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We can believe and put our trust and trust in him. Praise God. And he said that he would be with us. He said, I'll be with you just like as a human being, just like I was with Moses. Amen. He was with Moses all the way to the end. The Bible said that God buried Moses. They don't even know where he's buried. Hello? He walked with God and God buried him. Praise God. He said, so will I be with thee. Now listen to what he says at the end of this verse 5. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. What does that tell us this morning? God said, you don't have to worry about me failing you. Praise God. God will never fail. Amen. And God will never forsake. So that means, praise God, according to the Word, the promise of the Word of God is that, praise God, you're the old person that we are. God said, I'll take you, I'll help you, I'll guide you, I'll lead you. Praise God, I'll not fail you. Amen. Praise God, I'll bring you out of the side and I'll never leave you. Praise God, I'll be with you all the way to the end of the way. We're going to need that. We need that more than we know. We need somebody to be with us. So we see the land of promise. We see the Word of promise. But then look at verse number 7. We see the prosperity of the promise. Amen? Praise God. Well, if you look at it, God, here too, he makes us an oath of promise in verse 6. He makes us an oath of promise, a promise to us. God with an oath says this. He said, be strong and of good courage. Now, God wouldn't ask you to do something, be something that he wouldn't help you to do and be. Amen? God just don't do that. When he asks you to do something, praise God, he will help you to be that. He said, be strong and good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land. He said, so I'm going to give you a land. I've done told you with the Word, praise God. And said, so I'm going to give you an oath, a promise from God, amen, that you can pertain to this. He said, just be strong and of good courage. He said, and you're going to take this land and you're going to divide it for a heritage. Amen. Praise God. In other words, what he's saying, everybody gets to partake in it. those blessings and promises of the Lord. Praise God. We all get to be partakers. In other words, listen to me. Nobody is left out. In the plan of God, there's no big I's and little U's. Amen. There's a promise and a promiser. Praise God. He said, I'll divide it out betwixt you. Amen. He said, unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So we see the oath. He says, makes oath here. God does of a promise that what He said, what He's promised, He will see to it that it takes place. God says, I'm going to promise you the land. I'm going to, in my word, I'm going to make you a promise. He said, I'm going to make an oath to you. Praise God. And God can't renege on His oath. Amen. God will come through. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. And so then we see the prosperity of the promise. Verse 7. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous. Not only be strong and courageous, but see very courageous. It's going to take a little extra strength to get us across that last, that finish line. Amen. I believe it. I believe, praise God, as we tarry in this old world, praise God, it's going to take just a little bit of strength, a little bit of courage, praise God, a little bit more, very courageous, to get us across the finish line. We're going to have to lay in here and not be willing to give up, not be willing to quit, not be, praise God, not be willing to listen to the critics when they say, I don't know why you're a Christian. I don't know why you go to church. I don't know why you think you need that. I'm going to tell you why. Because God Almighty, our Lord and our Savior, hey, He's got some precious, exceeding precious promises for us that we can attain to if we'll just walk with Him. If we'll stay with God. He shall be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mightest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. He said, turn not to the right hand or to the left hand or to the left, that thou mayest, now watch this, thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Amen. So He said that prosperity, praise God. He said, if you'll stay on the straight and the narrow. He said, that road, praise God, it leads to righteousness. He said, it's a narrow path. He said, that broad road, He said, leads to destruction. And He said, many there be that go in thereat. But He said, there's a narrow way, there's a straight way that leads to righteousness in Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, if we'll stay on the narrow path, if we won't turn, if we won't be persuaded to go to the left or to the right or to the right or to the left, but we'll stay with God. I'm afraid in the day and hour we're living, there's a lot of people being persuaded. Hello? They're being persuaded to leave that straight path. They're being persuaded to go after different means. They're being persuaded to chase after other gods. You know, it amazes me because, Brother Bill, people through the centuries have tried that. And it don't work. Amen? It don't work. There is no other God besides Jehovah. Amen? And He is a jealous God. Praise the Lord. And He loves us and He'll care for us if we'll let Him. He wants to. But we got to seek the Lord's face. We've got to walk with God. We've got to be strong. We've got to be very courageous. We've got to observe to do the things that bring glory and honor. That we must prosper. Amen. In other words, He's talking about our spiritual well-being. That the end of this thing, that's what matters. Some fellow said the other day to me, he said, yeah, I said, you know what, it's just a blessing. It's just been, you know, a blessing to be a grandfather. It's a blessing to have grandkids and our kids. And I just want to, get this and get that and have this for them and be able to take them here and do that there. And he just kept on talking. I thought, well, wait a minute. What about the spirituality? What about the Lord God? What about the Lord Jesus Christ in our life planting in seeds of righteousness? Praise God. So we can have something to build upon, because that is the foundation. That's the cornerstone. That's the chief cornerstone. That's the building block of humanity. And if we miss that, we miss it all. Amen. I'd be worried about finding them in a good Bible-believing church and rooted and founded in the Word of Jesus, or the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Amen. Giving them a roadmap for their life so that they can have peace and happiness and joy. Amen. People say all the time, well, preacher, I just want my children to be happy. Amen. I said it many, many times. I believe it with all my heart. Happiness depends on what happens. Happiness, being happy can change from moment to moment. I mean, a little kid can be happy-go-lucky right now, fall, bump her head, and be sad as can be in just about 2 seconds. Amen? Me and you are the same way. We're just little kids. We're just big kids, older kids. And we can be happy-go-lucky one minute, and all of a sudden something happens. We get a phone call. Something happens, and we're sad. Amen. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye, can all change. But he said, when we have our joy in the Lord, we have our hope in Jesus Christ, praise God, we have a foundational hope, a foundational joy. And when we get that joy and that peace, it brings happiness. That's where happiness is, in the Lord. Amen. When we serve the Lord with a contrite heart, praise God, when we do it because we love Him, because He first loved us. Did you know Jesus loved you before you ever knew about Him? Before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb, praise God, Jesus loved you. Amen. He loved you enough to die for you. He loved you enough to raise from the dead for you. And let me just tell you that He still loves you. Amen. Lord Jesus, He still loves you. He ain't never quit. Amen. If we ain't careful, we say, well, Jesus loved you and He died for you. But I would say, praise God, He goes way beyond that. He still loves you. Enough to where He's willing to live for you. He said, wait a minute, Pastor, Jesus lives for me? Yeah, He does. He sits at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and me. He intercedes on your behalf. Amen. When the devil comes along with riling accusations and said, you know what? Look at them. That person that you claim to be yours, you say his name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Look, he messed up again. Amen. But Jesus looks to the Father and He said, Father, forgive them. Praise God. I died for their sins. They've put their faith in me. They believe in me. You say, Pastor, does that mean we can just go out and just live like the devil, live for the devil, do whatever we want to do? No. I'm glad people are shaking their head no. Amen. That helps. That encourages me. Amen. Praise God. We have to strive for perfection. We have to strive to do that's right, that's right, that's pleasing in the eyes of God. A righteous life is what God's looking for. A righteous life is what God will help us to live. He said, if we'll be strong and very courageous, that we'll prosper spiritually in the day that we live. What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with the world today? They've lost their mind because they're following after the wickedness of this world. Amen? We need to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ and live our lives as unto Him. Bless His name. A promise of prosperity, or the prosperity of promise. Amen? And then we see the success of promise. You know, that's a success to the promises of God. In verse number 8, He said, this is the book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Amen. Now that word meditate, it literally means to be reflected upon. Amen. He said, we need to, you know, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't need to go to church. My kids don't need to go to church. My grandkids don't need to go to church. It's not really important, I want to say, without church, without the Word of God, without the staple of the Word of God, our families will fail. They'll fall in the gutter. They'll be destroyed. They'll end up in hell lost without God throughout eternity because they need that stability. We need to come to a place, praise God, where we can reflect on the things of God. When we reflect on the things of God, it's a reflection of who He is. Amen. So the way we see ourselves will be different. Praise the Lord. So if they can meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. How do we know what to do if we don't know what it says to do? Hello? How do we know what to do if we don't know what God says to do? I believe that we believe God, don't we? Hello? We believe God. And we got to believe, we got to know what He says to us. We got to let Him speak to us. And when He does, we got to listen. That's where we meditate. That's where we reflect on what God says and how it applies to me and you. Amen. Let me say something this morning. Everybody here, listen to me. Everybody just look up here just a second. Everybody here today, praise God, are here on purpose. And God is here this morning to speak to you. Amen? And what he, now listen, what he says to you may not be what he says to Brother Bill. And what he says to Brother Bill may not be what he speaks to Brother Junior. Amen. Praise God. Because God is here to speak to you through His Word. He's to reveal Himself to you, to show you what you need. And He said, when we begin to meditate, we begin to reflect upon the Word of God. It begins to infiltrate our soul, praise God. Not through it just to our head, but it goes into our heart. And when we meditate upon it, praise God, it begins to change us from the inside out. We live in a day and hour, we won't try to change everybody on the outside. We want everybody that comes in the door to look like me and you. Hello? Well, that'd be sad, wouldn't it? Amen? God didn't create us to be robots. Amen? God never created you and me to be robots. If He did, He'd program us and we'd all do the same. We'd all worship the same. We'd all act the same. We'd all react the same. But God didn't plan it that way. God said we meditate upon His Word of truth. It's a promise. He said, you meditate upon the Word of truth, praise God, and I will help you. He said, I shall give you a promise of success. So you'll be successful. Amen. You know what the sad part is? It's like that fellow I was talking to. We want our children to be successful. We want them to have all the things that we didn't have. Did we need them? Yeah, well, preacher, it would have been good, really. Would it have made you different than what you are now? Probably more greedy. Amen. Probably expected more. Not been satisfied with what we have that God's blessed us with. Amen. But he said he's prosperous. The main thing, praise God, is to prosper spiritually and have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So when it's all said and done, praise God, we can finish well. I mean, we can get them an education. We can give them everything, praise God, that money can buy, but it won't save their soul. Amen. He said, what would you profit if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? What would it profit? It'd be of no profit to us. Amen. So we see the success of a promise in Lord Jesus Christ and meditate upon the Word of God day and night. Amen. And then we see the joy of the promise. Amen. The joy of the promise. He said, that thou mayest observe to according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, that's where the joy comes in. To realizing that we listen to God, we follow God, we do what God commands us to do. See, God gives us the commandments. It's not suggestions. They're commandments of God. God says, this is what I want you to do. This is the way I want you to live. And he said, when you do that, then I'll help you and I'll prosper you and I'll bless you. He said, I'll touch you spiritually, praise God. You'll have joy down in your soul. Amen. Joy that nobody, no man, person can take away from you. It'll be there forever. He said, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. That joy from the Lord, praise God, that God will give us through Jesus Christ our Savior. He's telling all the promises. He's telling Joshua. He said, hey, this ain't new. This ain't different. The same promises that I made to Moses is the same promises that I'm making to you. And let me tell you, church, the same promise he made to Moses and to Joshua, he's making to me and you today. Amen. The same promises, the same things that Joshua could have had in the land of promise is the same thing that we can have today in Lord Jesus Christ. Peace and prosperity. In the Lord Jesus, bless His holy name. A joy of the promise that God has offered us. And then we see what we just said, the commandment of promise. Amen. Verse number 9, he says, have not I commanded thee? Amen. Commanded thee. Have not I commanded thee? Question mark. Be strong and of good courage. Amen. He commands you. He said, be strong and good courage. Praise God. Be not afraid. What do we got to be afraid of? Amen. We don't have nothing to be afraid of. Praise God. We've got God. We love the Lord. Praise God. We know that He died for us. We know that He rose for us. We know that He's gone to prepare a place for us. And we hold on to that promise. And we trust in the Lord. Praise God. And it's accounted to us for righteousness. One day in a little while, praise God, we'll be with the Lord where He is. Amen. Praise His name. The commandment of promise. I have commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Why? Amen. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. He said, hey, we're not to be caught up in distress. He said, we shouldn't live in anxiety all the time. Amen. It's amazing to me that the people in the United States that's on anxiety medicine. Hello? Amen. Praise God. Run down to pharmacists and ask them how much of that they pice out. Amen. They pice it out by the bushel basketfuls of anxiety medicine. People have anxiety. People fret and they worry and they're in confusion. Amen. But he says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. He said, you oughtn't to be in distress. He said, distress oughtn't to be a part of your life. Praise God. He said, because of that commandment's a promise. He said, God said, I have a commandment. He said, I promised you, praise God. He said, I'll keep my promise to you. He said, we can attain to the promises of God. Praise His holy name. We go in looking to go into the precious land of promise. Amen. The commandment of promise from the Lord. He said we're not to be distressed. Why? Because God Almighty, He will give the courage that we need. And He will keep His promise. He'll help us to receive and attain to the commandment. God not ask us to do anything that He won't help us to do if we'll trust in Him. Amen. So we have that promise, the commandment of promise. And then we have the keeper of the promise. Amen? Know who the keeper of the promise is? Amen? It's not mom and daddy. It's not mama and papa. Now, sometimes we think that, don't we? They say, well, best God, I'm just trusting mama and papa. I'm trusting mom and daddy, you know, just get me through this thing and you know, help me to attain to something that's a little bigger than what I am. If we ain't very careful, we get caught up in the promise keeper, the ultimate promise keeper. But the promise keeper, praise God, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Praise the Lord. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua said, I want you to realize this. He said, my servant Moses is dead. He's gone. He said, my servant, he said, but Joshua... Amen. So Joshua was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, type of the Savior. Amen. The Deliverer. His name literally means Jehovah Savior. Amen. He said, Joshua, he said, it's up to you now to carry the torch, to take up that banner. Amen. But he said, I want you to be strong, so I want you to be very courageous. He said, I want you to realize that there's going to be things that's going to be way above you, things that you can't understand. There's things going to be that you can't handle. But he said, I don't want you to be in dismay. I don't want you to get distressed. I want you to realize that I'm asking this, I'm telling this, I'm commanding this, but I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. The Lord God of heaven is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. He says, he had already told him over here in verse number 5. Ain't you glad God it reiterates things to our knowledge so that we won't forget them? Kind of reminds us of them. He says, there shall not any man that be able to stand before thee all days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, and see, he was with Moses to the very end, so will I be with thee. There's his blessed hope. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He said, Joshua, praise God, when you go down in that valley and the darkness is there, he said, I'm going to be with you. He said, when you go into those battles, when you fight those fights, when the enemy approaches, I'm going to be there with you. When the darkness comes and the shadow overshadows you, he said, I'm going to be there with you. Praise God, I'm not going to let it hurt you. I'm going to be there to minister to you. I'm going to be there to keep you. I'm not going to fail you. Praise God, you don't have to worry about me letting you down. I'm going to be with you always. Amen. Joshua, he said, the promises I'm making to you, he says, the promises I'm going to be the one, the promises that I'm going to keep, I'm going to minister to you, praise God. I'm going to be the keeper of the promise. I'll be with you whithersoever you go. And he said, when you cross over this Jordan, amen, he said, you're going into a land that you've never been in before. Hello? Listen, before we get out of this land that we live in, Before we get out of this journey of life, we're going to go into lands that things that we don't, we've never been, places we've never been before. Amen. We're going to see things and have to figure out things that we've never. It's amazing to me how much this world has changed in the last 20 years. I was telling somebody the other day. I can remember when I was 7, 8 years old, just first, second grade, and I'd get out of school. And mother was working, everybody's working, and I'd get on the bus and I'd ride over to my granddad's where I live now. And I'd get off the bus at the end of the road and I'd walk that 4/10 of a mile to the house by myself. Never think a thing about it. Didn't have to worry about nobody harming no little old youngin' getting off the school bus. Hello? You was perfectly safe. Well, it's been more than 20 years ago. I'm talking about, yeah. Been a long time. I'd get off that bus. I'd get off that bus and I'd walk over to Granddad. Just frolic along, take my time, didn't worry. You can't do that now. You let a little old youngin' off at the end of the bus, and I'm not here to scare nobody, but we need to be vigilant because before that bus can get outside, somebody snatched them up and they're gone. Hello, you youngins, listen to me. You be very vigilant. You pay attention to who's around you. You don't talk to strangers. When you get off the bus, you book it to the house. Amen. And if somebody tries to grab you, you scream and holler and kick and squall. It don't matter what they, no matter what kind of candy or what they got to offer you, you just tell them no thanks and you go to the house. You get away from them. Because we're living in a day and hour that there's darkness in this world. Amen. There's things that want to destroy the souls of our children. Hello, we better focus on the promises of God. We better get a place to where He won't fail us and He won't forsake us. Amen. We better know that we're on His side. Because God said if we're on His side, we'll listen to what He has to say, that He'll take care of us. He'll bless us and He'll help us and He'll keep us all the days of our life and He'll let us enter into His promise. His promise is in the goodness of the holy and righteous God. But we need to be vigilant today. Amen. God was speaking to Joshua. He said, you're getting ready to go into that country, that land where you've never been. He said, you need to be vigilant. But He said, you need to be courageous. You need to be courageous, praise God. He said, you need to be of good courage and very courageous. Amen. He said, it's going to take every fiber. Now listen to me, and I'm done. He said, it's going to take every fiber in your being to put your faith and trust in the Lord. You know why? Because we're putting, now listen to me, and I'm just getting down where the rubber meets the road. We're asking you to put your faith and trust in somebody, someone that you've never seen before. You don't know personally. You've never had any kind of physical relationship with. Amen. But we know because God said so that Jesus Christ loved you and He died for you on Calvary. And that you need to put your faith and trust in Him that He's going to be with you every step of your life. Everywhere you go and everything that we go through. He said, I'm going to be with you. Like I say, we don't know what we'll go through before we get out here. There's a lot of our folks right now is going through hard things. Hard, difficult situations. But He said, be strong and of good courage. Very courageous. Because He said, just remember what I'm telling you. Meditate on what I'm telling you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be the one that's going to get you through. And I'm going to be the one, praise God, when it's all said and done, that's going to pick you up and carry you across the finish line and deposit you in glory one day in a little while. Amen. He said, I'm going to be the one that does that. He said, if you'll just put your faith in me, if you'll just trust me, amen, just realize that partake and accept the promises I've made to you. Because God says, I'm the one going to fulfill those promises. He's the one that we got to put our faith in. He's the one we got to trust in. He's the one that we got to rely on. He's the one that we have to adhere to. Not the government, not the people, but to God Almighty. Trust Him. Adhere to Him. Listen to Him. Follow Him. Amen. Right on into the promised land. Praise God. Now, Canaan was a type of the world we live in and the hardships and the battles that we face. But praise God, at the end of Canaan, on the other side, is glory, where we'll be with the Lord forever in a place that He's prepared for us. And God said, I'll help you go through that land of Canaan. I'll offer you up the goodness of the land. He said, I'll offer you up the promises, the prosperity, the good success. Amen. We want to have good success. We want our youngins to have good success. We're going to have to root them and ground them in the Word of God, the things of God, and the God of the Word. Amen. You can send them these great big schools and get them higher education, higher learning, and they'll come out dumb as a rock. Amen. Come out without any common sense. They'll tell them not to even think for themselves. We need to think for ourselves. We need to put our faith and trust in somebody that can give us encouragement along the way. And that's none other than Lord Jesus Christ, because the promises He's made. The promise He made, praise God, to Moses, the promise He made to Joshua, is the same promises He'll make to you and me. And if we want good success, if we want to see prosperity, amen. You talking about health and wealth, preacher? No, I'm talking about just a good relationship with God Almighty. I mean, good spiritual relationship. It's not what we give. It's not what we have in this world. But it's what we have, praise God, to take out of this world with us. The relationship with Christ Jesus, our Savior, for all His goodness and His mercy to us. Amen.